guys, welcome back to Cozy Talks. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Jordan. And this week we're going to be going over our TBR for summer reading. Like what we wanted to read for summer, what we ended up actually reading. And
What we did. We stick to our summer TBR? Because back in June, I think it was, we did a summer TBR. And this is our update to see if we
accomplished
our goals.
I think I did pretty good.
I have not.
I was like, I did way better than I thought I was have going not. To.
Yeah. I know for sure I have not.
Apparently when I make a list of what to read, I fucking start reading shit.
Yeah, no.
Because ever since I've been making lists on what I want read, I start reading it like it's a freaking checklist on a to-do paper. So...
yeah, I've read, 4 out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh my god.
I've read a four. Well, I didn't read other books, though.
No, I know.
They just weren't on the summer team year.
Anyways.
Okay, anyway, let's do our goods and bads. Me and Dorian haven't hung out in, like, over a week, so we have a lot to, like, talk about, but I'm just gonna stick to, like, one good and one bad. My one good is that I went to Texas over the weekend, and I got to ask my aunt to see if she would be a bridesmaid, and she said yes. And then I asked my little cousin if she wanted to be a flower girl. Mm-hmm. She said yes. But it was really sweet. I really enjoyed hanging out with my family. I was literally there for like 2.5 days, but it was just a really nice trip just to hang out with them. It was really fun. We did lots of fun stuff, and I really enjoyed, like, hanging out there and stuff.
Yeah.
A bad of mine is that my grandpa is in town, and he hit his head, and he had to go to the hospital, and, like, everything's fine, but that was definitely, like, really scary, because I was like,
it was pretty bad.
Is he gonna, do I need to, because it happened while I was gone, so I was like, do I need to come home?
Yeah, because it was a pretty, like, scary moment, I could imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would have...
but he's perfectly fine now.
Yeah.
And he extended his trip. He was supposed to leave on Tuesday, but he's gonna leave, like, next Tuesday, so he's staying for a whole other week.
Okay.
That way he can, like, get everything he wanted to get done, hang out with us and everyone, so. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, okay. That was just really quick.
It was. Normally I talk.
Is there anything else
more
you would like to add? You had a lot of time, I was expecting, for you.
Okay. I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I guess I will add this. It is September 8th, and I get married in exactly 365 days.
Yeah, that's a good thing to add.
So, I have a year out till my wedding.
Exactly, to
literally
the date.
Exactly.
That's crazy. This time next year, you're going to be married.
I know.
You can, like, officially say that now.
That's going to be weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. Even down to the hour. Like,
yeah, I'll be married by now, because I'll... or sorry, I'm
yeah, exactly, back. That's yeah. what I'm saying. Like, we'll be celebrating your wedding.
Yeah.
That's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a crazy night.
So crazy.
Okay. Good of mine, couple things. I went down to my parents for my mom's birthday, and my little nephew, he just keeps getting, like, cuter and cuter. He's, like, learning how to, like, laugh and get ticklish, and he's very, like... because before, when babies are, like, really small, I learned to, like, they just stare. They don't really, like, they don't really acknowledge if you make funny faces at them. But he's getting to the point now, like, if you play peekaboo, he starts, like, laughing at you.
Oh, that's cute.
And so, it's really fun. It's really cute. And everything. And, I've just, like, really enjoy holding him. And my mom's like, oh, don't you want a kid? And I'm like, no, because I want to be able to return the kid at any time.
Yeah, you can do that.
I was like, I'm more than happy to babysit or, you know, just hang out and help out. But when I'm done, I'm done. You know?
Yeah.
Then me and Michaela actually just got back from my friend's wedding. I asked Michaela to go with me because who else? Oh, wait, that's right. I have no one else to bring with me. It's an older friend of mine. It's just funny because their wedding is September 8th, 2023.
Yeah.
Your wedding is going to be September 8th, 2024. So,
it was a beautiful wedding. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it was funny because a lot of their themes were very similar, like the color schemes and, like, a little bit of the decoration ideas, like the concepts,
the concepts
I think were very the same.
Yeah.
And
all kinds of stuff. I got a lot of ideas what I want to include in my wedding and
everything. Like, what to do, what not to do. Yeah, what not to do. More like, of what stuff, you want.
Yeah, more of, like, what I want in my wedding, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah. To do. It was, yeah, it was just good to see them. I haven't seen them in years, so it was good, and I found out they're going to be moving back soon, so that'll be really, really nice.
Yeah, that'll be really nice.
And then the last good of mine, I have a lot of goods this week, and it's really weird. The last good of mine is I took Letty to the vet, and I was, like, I was stressed, but I wasn't letting myself get too stressed. It was just in the back of my head, because she's getting older now, so I'm, like, you know, I hope she's still healthy and all that stuff. But, the vet gave her a clean bill of health for being 8 and a half, and otherwise, besides the fact that she's, like, getting some more gray hairs on her face and ears and, you know, getting some, like, fatty lipomas and stuff like that, she's perfectly healthy.
That's really good. So, because you were kind of nervous.
There was, like, it was in the back of my head, like, I could get bad news. Like, she's to this age now where they could be, like, she has kidney failure, she has liver failure, she's going blind, like, I don't know, you know? But, yeah, clean teeth, good eyes, good ears, all the stuff. So, that was just, like, a breath of fresh air type thing. So I don't have to have it in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And stuff. Bad of my week. It's been a while since I've had, like, a problem like this, but I have been breaking out nonstop for a couple weeks now.
That sucks.
Yeah. And stuff. And I'm maintaining it enough to where it's, like, I can get them, like, the big pimples, like, gone within a day or two.
Yeah.
You know? And everything. And stuff. But, I'm coming up on my, I'm supposed to be on my period right now, and I'm due for my next birth control shot this week and next week. So that's exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks because I didn't, like, really think it through.
Yeah.
So I keep waking up and I'm like, oh, cool, another one.
Yeah.
Or, oh, cool, this. And then it also doesn't help. My skin's been so dry lately. Yours has been too. Like, I've been fighting. I've been doing everything I can to keep my lips from getting too chapped.
Mm-hmm.
My, like, hands and feet feel really dry and all that stuff too. And so, I'm like, that also just, like, it's just been annoying me because I've been, like, extra itchy and, like, and then I'm also, like, breaking out and stuff. So it just, like, everything just, like, really, it just annoying. Feels, like, gross, you know. But otherwise, that was more of just, like, an annoyance than anything.
Yeah. Really, can I ask, like, a really big question that I'm trying to figure out?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck,
You were, like, really going hard.
So, I was really wondering why that one is on top of the others and why is it not with the others?
Which one? The Hawthorne?
Yeah.
I literally said it there 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, but I was wondering why.
Oh.
Why is it not with the others? Is it new?
Yeah, it just came out.
Okay.
It came out last week.
And then I was wondering out where the new ones were. I couldn't find
I moved those.
I couldn't find those.
Yeah, because I
And I swear I've looked at that cart 20 times and I just not found them.
So they used to be where the Red Queen ones are, on the top of the cart.
Okay.
Then I moved them to the middle and stuff, and I had moved those there for, like, forgetting that I was getting a hardback in the fourth book.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
I was just, like,
and it doesn't
really
quite
looking.
Fit in that sliver right there I tried just now before I sat down.
What sliver?
So, like, on top of the ones. Because I was going to put it on top of the other books. Oh, but it doesn't fit between that and the top of the cart.
I see. I just was very confused. I didn't know they were coming. I didn't know it was coming off a different one.
So, it's just a trilogy. Those are, like, so there's the main chick, and there's four brothers.
Yeah.
This is the story of the four brothers after the ending of the third book.
Okay.
They each kind of go their separate way. They all find out. So throughout the whole book, no one knows who their fathers are, and they're all from different fathers, but they all share the same mother. But she's refused to tell them who their fathers are. At the end of the third book, they find out who their fathers are. This book is them confronting their past and their fathers and stuff. And it's, you know, and then a couple other things that they mentioned and that they'll, you know, go through.
So I guess this author, she wrote another series, and I think only has 3 out right now. But a lot of my YouTube people have been reading it.
Yeah.
And they're, like, obsessed with it. They were like, it's way better than this one.
Yeah. There's a girl at work that said she's, like,
I meant to tell you, so she's like, maybe you should watch it.
They've been on my list. I just haven't had the desire to read. They're like mystery as well.
Yeah.
And crime and stuff. And, but I see them every day. We have so many. We sell copies all
like
the time.
I like the covers.
Yeah. I also, she is the author of one of my werewolf series, too.
Oh, yeah.
One of the very first werewolf series. One of the very first books I've ever read. Since going, like, ever since, like, I discovered reading back in, like, middle school.
I remember you telling me that, because when you were reading those, you, like, noticed.
So, very, very bottom shelf. All the way on the right, the blue, red, and purple.
Okay.
With, like, the cursive writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones.
Okay. But yeah. Was that...
I think so. I think so.
Let's do current reads. I am still reading Zodiac Academy.
But we've made progress. So much progress.
So I'm pretty sure last time I was in, like, the 40s. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Last time we hung out was, like, 42 or something.
Stuck around there because there were such big chapters at that time. Yeah.
Now I'm 70% through.
I know. That's literally, for anyone that's curious, that's, like, 500, 600 pages.
Yeah, literally.
Maybe even more, like, if I'm not,
like... Probably. I want to know what page count that is. Like, what page number. I think I'm in the 800s right now.
That sounds about right.
Because
it's 1244.
I am at 854.
Wow.
With 70% through chapter 52.
Doing good.
So, I mean, I don't think I'll finish because today is Friday and we'll probably record Monday. Usually we'll record Mondays. So I don't think I'll be done by then. But maybe by the next time.
It was a golden doodle.
Really?
Yeah, it was a black one.
Oh, I don't like black ones.
Why did that sound so bad?
It sounded terrible.
It sounded so bad. It was funny because I just looked at you and I went, oh, really?
I only like the golden color.
The rust color.
Yeah.
I don't like the black ones. You're like, ew. So bad. Okay. What did I read before this?
I think you were on Spellbound. No, you were...
No,
you
I'm were, past that.
I think you just finished Spellbound and you were starting Court of Vampire Queen. Like, when we were done recording...
Oh, yeah.
When we were done recording, you were picking what you wanted to read. But you were... You didn't start anything when we were recording this. So I think you just finished Spellbound.
Okay, yeah. So I read Court of the Vampire Queen... And then I waited, like, a day and a half for, things we left behind. Book 3 of the Not Come Out series from Lucy Score. The first one is Things We Never Got Over. Book 3 just came out. So I'm on that one right now. And then I'm listening to an audiobook now, too.
When I went to, Barnes, yeah. I saw it, I was gonna buy it.
Did you see the inside cover? Did you, like, open it?
No.
So on the inside cover, I'll show you my copy out there, she hearted it and wrote, like, a little note.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, it's printed in each one.
Yeah, kind
of
like the...
I like, literally took 6 copies and I was, like, measuring to see if they were all, like, the exact same. Because you cannot tell the difference. It looks like she hand wrote it with a pen. But yeah, it's a really cute little touch.
That's cool.
To it.
No, I saw it and I was like, oh, I should buy it. But then I was like, I'm not planning to read this
anytime
soon. Literally the next
like
5 months. So
yeah,
I don't need to buy it right now because I need to stop buying books. I need to start saving money. So I only bought the ones I know I was going to read.
Yeah.
So.
Not what I
mean. Well, we're different.
This is literally the only thing I spend money on, though.
Yeah.
Like, I have no other money issues, like, addictions. I don't even buy groceries.
Yeah.
Like, I buy whatever Letty needs, and then every once in a while, I'll get myself some food. So.
Yeah, I have different priorities in life.
Yeah, I know. Mine are just books. As long as I got books, I can survive anything. Even starvation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Okay. I'm assuming this episode's gonna be a little bit quicker, which we're totally okay with because we just got back from the wedding and
we're tired. We forgot we even had to record in the first place.
Yeah, we got back and we were like, wait, we have to record. We both went, fuck.
And all we want to do is just lay down right now.
Yeah, so honestly, like, we'll probably wrap this up here soon. I'm not lying with you guys. Okay, so, if you guys remember, I was gonna... So, I had, like, stuff I wanted to read summer-related and the stuff I just wanted to get to. So I wanted to read The Roughest Draft, didn't get to that. I wanted to read It Happened One Summer. I did read that.
You did.
I wanted to read Hook, Line, Sinker. I did read that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to read Mary Jane. Did not read that.
Side note. I heard a rumor It Happened One Summer is going to be a movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's a rumor. I don't know anything else.
That would be awesome.
I know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But also, so, but going back to Mary Jane, because I was going to say something about that. I was going to read it, and then I looked at the plot and realized there was no romance in it, and so I don't know if I'll want to read it anymore.
Yeah.
So.
I think if you're ever in your Daisy Jones.
Yeah, then maybe.
Like, feels, then yeah. maybe.
But then if I am in my Daisy Jones,
you'll probably want to reread
Daisy Jones. I wanted to read Every Summer After. Did not do that. I want to read People Meet on Vacation. I did do that, and that is probably going to be one of my favorite books of the year. Love in Other Words. I did read that one. It is not a summer book. Not at all. It is not placed in summer. That's for damn sure.
Noted.
So it is not a summer book. But I did read that, and that is honestly probably one of my favorite books of the year as well. I wanted to read Carrie Soto Is Back. Did not read that. I wanted to read Meet Me at the Lake. I did not read that. So those were, like, my summer-related books.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go over the ones that I wanted to read. So I wanted to read When in Rome, Practice Makes Perfect, the Brutal Prince series. I wanted to finish the Chestnut Springs series. I did read one of them. I read Heartless, but I have not finished. I wanted to read King of Wrath and King of Pride. I'm going back to King of Wrath and King of Pride. I feel like maybe we should read those.
I plan on it. I was going to read
before, but no, what sucks is because it's like, what, October something?
I know.
Like, there's no way I'm going to read them.
No, I was going to have at least the two down. King of Greed doesn't come out until the day before, so there's no chance of us reading that one for sure. Because it comes out the 24th, and the two
also,
is on the 25th.
But the other thing is, she's not
in case anyone's confused, we got tickets to go to a book signing of hers in the town next to ours. And it just, we saw it on spur of the moment, and we've only read her Twisted series.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the book tour for King of Greed, which is book 3 of the, like, Kings of Sin series, and neither of us have read book 1 or 2 yet.
Yeah.
So, I was at least going to have book 1 done. I'm hoping to have book 2 done by then.
Okay. I don't think I'll
have I'm probably going to have to... Which is fine. I mean, at least you've read other things of hers.
Like, she's not doing a Q&A, like what Katie did. It's literally just, hi, my name is Anna. I'll come sign books.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And, like, just, like, talking and stuff. They said we're allowed to have, like, discussions with her.
Okay.
Not, like, too long. But they said we can, like, talk with her and stuff. We can get up to 5 books signed, and one of those books can be personalized.
I did see
so
that.
So she can, like, write our name and stuff. So we'll pick our favorite.
Twisted Hate, personally.
See, I was thinking games.
Yeah.
I was thinking having games.
I was going to have all of Twisted signed.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted Hate, personalized.
And then I'll probably get Twisted Greed, or the Greed.
And then
because
have
that's
signed.
For the tour.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't really need to read the other two if she's not doing a Q&A. Like.
Yeah.
You know, like.
When I know.
Like, it's not like I'm, like, Katie, like, she talked about the book.
Yeah.
So it's like, it would have been nice if I read it so I would understand what she's talking about.
Yeah.
But she's not doing a Q&A, she's not talking about the book.
I know. So we'll see.
So, yeah, I don't know. Okay. There's those two other books I wanted to read, but I never got to. In the Weeds and Mixed Signals. Never got to those.
Yeah.
So those are the books that I wanted to read.
But did not get
and
to.
And did not, because I only read 4 of them, and I'm looking to see if there's any that I read that wasn't part of... Like, or part of...
Summer.
I did read... I finished the Devil's Night series in summer. So I guess that counts. I finished that in, like, July.
Okay.
So those would count. But it's not summer reads. I read The List of Things. And that was the last book I read. That was 8/13. That was the last book. It's almost been a month. So I guess almost... Literally, it taken me a month to read.
Well, we knew this might happen.
We knew, but it was just like, I'm just like, wait, what?
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so I got my list. Let me get to it. Okay, so I had 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 on my list. Like, so I did Things We Never Got Over, and Things We Hide from the Light, which I read both of those.
Yeah.
I did Every Summer After, and the second one,
did
I did not
read
those.
Did you read Every Summer After?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is just what's on my list.
I literally was like, I don't remember you
no,
reading
this
that.
Is just what's on my list.
Okay, okay.
I did not get to those. I have It Happened One Summer and Hook, Line, and Sinker, which I did read those by Tessa Bailey. I had Birthday Girl by Penelope Douglas. I did read that one.
Yes, you did.
I did put down, now this isn't a summer book, but it's just one I wanted to read for summer. It's Throttled.
Oh, yeah,
same girl as The Fine Print. I did not get to those.
No.
The Summer I Turned Pretty series. That's three books. I did read those. I put down Colleen Hoover, what was it? Heart Bones and like Hopeless. Those are supposed to be her summery ones. I did not read either of those. Beach Read, I did read that. Summer Reading, I did read that.
Yeah, you did.
Does It Hurt? I did read that.
Yeah.
And
wow, you read a lot of yours.
I did. That's all I was saying, like, I did pretty good. I think, like, as of summer, that's kind of, like, the summer ones that I read. And then I did end up reading, let's see here, so I ended up also reading, now I would have put this in the summer if I would have known I had access to this book, but Wildfire, which is the new book by Hannah Grace, it's the second one of Icebreaker, it comes out in like October. I got access to the ARC, and so I was able to read it as kind of like a summer book as well.
It's like summery, right?
Yeah. Because it's
like,
a summer
I'm
thing.
Wondering if I should just wait to read it. Because, like, it's going to be, by the time I get to it, it's going to be, like,
it's
November.
Well, that's, yeah.
I don't know if I want to read it in November.
I know, because I was thinking, and I was planning on talking to you about that, and I never got around to it. Because we
so
were planning on doing that.
I don't know
what
we're doing on the podcast, because we thought it would be, like, hockey.
Good, that's why we waited for Icebreaker.
Yeah, so I don't know if we should do something different.
We'll do Unravel Me.
Yeah, because I definitely want to read them. True, we could.
Because I don't think we planned that in.
No, we didn't.
We'll do Icebreaker and Unravel Me.
Okay. And then we'll do maybe Wildfire, like, in the summer or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just.
Whenever.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But we could count it as a summer read because it is a summer book.
Yeah.
Because it's summer camp.
Like I said, I was going to get to it in November. So I was like, I don't even know if I want to read it now.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, I'm not going to be in the mindset of summer.
Yeah,
and I was like, I feel like I'd want to read
more,
like, start my Halloween read, or start
Christmas
my
or whatever.
Christmas reads.
Or any winter books that you wanted to read
Yeah, there's quite a bit of winter books that, I mean, I don't think I've, I know there's, like,
there's
two
a,
that
like,
I can think of.
Yeah.
But also, like, I might want to start, like, The Deal or something, you know?
Exactly, that's another thing. So, yeah, because I've been meaning to talk to
you,
and
I
completely forgot about that. But yes, we might just want
to
save that. But so I'm technically going to count it towards, like, my summer reads.
I would, yeah.
Because I read it a couple weeks ago in August.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much, it, you know, still summer.
Yeah.
So, and then I've already, like, jumped onto the
Halloween
train. And I've already read, like, three Halloween books.
Well, you have
that are
a ton.
On my Halloween list.
You have a ton. Next,
I have
next
so
time,
many on my list.
Next time we're doing fall books we want to read. So that will include
we'll go through
Halloween,
it then.
And that will include, like, November books we want to read. So we'll include everything.
And
up
then we'll
until
do a
we want
Christmas,
to read
Christmas one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, I did really good for the summer.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, I'll make a list, but I never, I'm not, like, I don't read summer. Like, I don't.
Yeah. You were, like, totally mean.
Who am I?
Like, you're me. Remember when I'm
like, who am
when
I
first told you? Well, I can't read that book because it's, like, a summer book. And you were like, so whatever.
Yeah, I was like, just read it.
I was like, no, it's just, like, it messed with my brain. And now look at you.
No. But the thing is like, I can still read books out of order. But, like, it's a whole vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
That's what I'm feeding into is the vibe.
Like, if it's, like, a specific summer book, like, summer reading, that's a summer book. You can't read that when it's
it
snowing.
It happens over the summer.
Yeah.
It happens in the month of June, July.
It has to be
it's,
in the summer. You
yeah.
You have to read it in the June, July.
Yeah. Like, it's beach read, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, even though they're not at the fucking beach.
No, they're
it
not.
Took me the whole book to learn that. Because I missed the I sentence think
like
where
it's a lake that's no, like has I, a beach. Yeah. They're not like in a literal.
No, yeah, like I thought the they were at a beach. They never made that clear to me.
Aren't they in Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck? There ain't no beach over there.
No.
Like, it never specified. So the whole time I'm thinking, like, the small town they're in, driving through, and they've got a view of the water. And, I, like, never once did it say, like, lake until the end. And I was like, what?
No.
A lake?
No.
I completely blanked that or what, but it took me until the end of the book, and I was like, what?
I remember that. You were
this
like,
is a haunt? Yeah, because I remember we were in the tent. Beach,
and you were like,
I was in the tent. Yeah. I was like, wait, are they on a lake? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, the fuck? And so I was like, confused. Literally, I was like, I think it was like 30 pages from finishing.
It is very misleading.
It wasn't clear to me.
I don't think it really made it clear to me until ever.
I think I also wasn't really looking for like where the setting was because I just assumed beach and they just kept saying like they kept repeating sand and water and so I was like okay beach it's in the name how can you mess that up
never
make that mistake
it's funny that you're very like
I'm getting into it now
there's definitely books that I can read year round but like specific summer specific Halloween you can't read Halloween books
I think it's usually Christmas like books, you can't read any it's rom-coms. Rom-coms are very seasonal.
Fantasy, you could read whenever.
Whenever. Mystery, you can read whenever.
Thriller, you could read whenever. Mm-hmm. I typically like thriller more,
then
like,
you have,
Halloween
like, just
time,
then you have contemporary romance you can usually do whenever because they cover, like, longer periods of time. But it's the rom-coms that you gotta read seasonally.
Yeah.
Just because, like, usually rom-coms are set in a season.
Yeah.
Or a holiday or... Uh-huh.
I'm really curious if you're gonna get into Halloween reads because you started a little bit last year
and then there was
but you didn't really like read it did you read any
for
Christmas.
I didn't read any for Christmas because I was so focused on Zodiac
that's true
I had been so focused on Zodiac
but like your commitment to Halloween
it's on a fucking whole other level. Like, I'm over here like, what's a holiday? There is only such thing as Halloween.
Like, you literally, like, that whole shelf is practically Halloween.
It's all Halloween. And I have read three of those.
Yeah. So, I'm curious what you're gonna be like once, like, Thanksgiving comes around. And you're like, okay, time for Christmas.
That's what I'm, I don't know.
And you're gonna need to dedicate a whole other shelf.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You
if
will.
I'm gonna get, you I will. Have a, I, but I only have like three Christmas reads.
You will. We created a whole
during Christmas of last year. I had a whole list of Halloween reads to read.
But we created
during
a whole,
Christmas.
We created a whole list.
No, I know, but I went through them, and I'm just I don't know if it's because I'm not in the mood or something, but I'm just like okay, but like Halloween, I was ready to read Halloween reads February.
I think you.
So I don't know.
But I think what it is because you read X Hex and Kiss Curse.
Yeah, and it got me into
it. You got you into, like, the feel of it.
Yeah,
so
and I was so dedicated to Zodiac.
Once you read a Halloween book, or fuck,
Christmas.
Once you read a Christmas book, you're gonna be,
that's
like,
what I'm,
okay.
That's what I'm wondering. I've just gotta wait and see. I already have, like, I think three for sure that I want to
you
get
You need to
done.
Read Lovelight Farms.
Yeah, so I have Lovelight Farms. I have that Margarita one.
Yes, I have that one.
And
I
then I
too.
Have that other one that I told you about, Cold World.
Yes.
Cold World. Or whatever, by the same chick that did this.
Yeah.
Alicia Thompson.
Yeah.
Those are the three that I'm, like, for sure, 100% gonna read. Oh, I guess four, because I have that really tiny novella from Katie Robert. Gift him to me, or give me to your friend.
That one was interesting.
It's all sex.
It's literally all sex.
There's nothing else in it.
There's maybe, like, two scenes that's not sex.
That's what I'm expecting?
Yep.
What I'm hoping for.
It's, like, good, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the good sex.
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah. But, are you really disappointed you didn't get to a specific book or anything this summer?
That's a good question.
Like, one in particular?
Okay, let me go back to my thing. I definitely wanted to read more summer, and, like, it's just because, like, I ended up reading other things, and then I obviously started Zodiac. So I wanted to read more summer, but then once I got the motivation to read Zodiac, I was like, I can't let this go, because once I get into Halloween and Christmas. Like, I'm not going to get to it till next year.
Yeah, there's no going back.
I mean, I really wanted to read Mary Jane. That was, like, on the top of my list, but I never did it. And then when I wanted to, it just didn't seem good. I kind of wish I read Every Summer After, just because now that I know, I think I would really like it. Yeah. So I definitely think next year that will definitely be up on the list.
Yeah.
Also, she just announced she's doing a third book. Is it like a series? Like an interconnected series?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my thought.
It's like a sister or friend or something.
Alright, that's kind of what I thought. One. I just couldn't remember. But
it's just weird how only the second one's getting a movie.
God, I don't really understand that.
It's really weird.
And I've heard none good things about the second one either.
I know.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And I just keep hearing Every Summer After is like...
way better.
No, well, that one that you told me where it's the exact same thing as Every Summer After.
Yeah.
The two books are the same. They're saying to read the other one instead. Like, if you're going to read the both, or if you want to read one, read the other one because it's, like, better.
Which one are you talking about?
Remember you said Every Summer After and this other book?
It was Love in Other Words.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I think I would.
But if you plan on. Well, they're saying only if you don't plan on reading all of them. Yeah. Yeah. Like, just pick the one that's better and go from there. But yeah, she's going to do the third one. So.
Okay, there's one that I. Okay, just looking at my list. There's one I really wish I read Carrie Soto was back. By Taylor Jenkins Reid. Just because I know I love her work, and I've obviously wanted to read this since last year and never got to it, so I really wish I got to that one. What about you?
I honestly, not much. I did pretty good reading all of them that I really wanted to get to, I think.
Yeah.
Like, of course, like, I wanted to reread The Host. I guess that would be the one that I didn't get to. Was doing a reread of that. I mean, I'm not devastated over it, but it just, like, I had wanted to, just because it's been a while since I've done a reread of that.
Yeah.
And I usually only read that one in the summer.
Okay.
So, because that, what, before I had, like, rom-coms, that was my summer book.
Yeah.
That was the book I'd read during summer kind of thing. But yeah, everything, like, because the only other one I can think of, but, like, it doesn't really count because it didn't come out until later anyways. But it was One More Rainy Day, the Flock book. Because, like, that's...
I want to read that during the summer. November.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
Because it's, I don't like...
know. But, like, that one so I could rainy. Read... Yeah, I could read it. I think that one I'll be able to read
whatever time of year. I think I'll be able to read that one whenever, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think if it had come before, I would have added it to my summer list. Just because I read Flock in the summer before, just so that I could still have the same vibes.
I feel the same.
But otherwise, that it does not matter when I read that one.
Yeah, same. I'm thinking November just because, like, that way I can read it sooner than rather than later.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to, like, I'm not really, I don't follow, like, TikTok anymore, so I'm not worried about spoilers or anything. I just want to read it.
I haven't seen any spoilers.
Okay. I think because we kind of all have an idea of, like, what it is. I mean, we already know the ending. Like,
spoiler-ish is that she will post TikToks.
Okay.
Like, on her Instagram
story. I see her post quotes. I just don't read them.
Yeah, but I don't read them either.
Yeah, I won't read them.
Just because I'm not going to say and read a TikTok. Yeah, I see her do that on the
Instagram story or whatever.
Yeah. She'll post a lot of Instagram stories.
Yeah, I realize what it is and I just move over. Because she usually picks the same... picture and it's that naked guy in the waterfall. So I just go, okay, moving on. That's
exactly what I feel.
Like, I used to read a couple as, like, a teaser, but now I'm like, now that I have it and I plan on reading it soon, I don't want any spoilers. So, yeah. Anything else you would like to add?
No, whatever, Bruce. Ow.
Ow.
It, like, hurts.
Did you just discover it?
Yep. The only thing I want to add, has nothing to do with summer related. Okay. It was just previous, like, what's next for the podcast.
Yeah.
So, originally, next week, we would have done Cruel Seduction by Katie Roberts. Since I've read Zodiac, I have not read that at all. So, we are actually just going to skip a Cozy Read episode for next week and just talk about different things. I think we're going to talk about, like, our fall TBR.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll talk about, like, what we want to read for the fall, Halloween reads, other reads that we want to read during fall. And then we'll do another episode, and then we'll be back on our normal reading episode.
To our normal broadcast.
I think we're pretty certain it's going to be A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon. I think we're going to start off with that and then do a couple other Halloween reads after that. But I think that's the one we're going to start off with. So definitely, like, try to read that if you guys want to, like, follow along with the Halloween reads. But that's why we won't be posting a cozy read episode for a couple weeks. I have not read Cruel Seduction, and I don't really plan to read it for a hot minute.
Yeah. So, probably not until Midnight Sun comes out, in all honesty. I mean, I already read it, but I'm talking about you.
Yeah, probably not, to be honest.
So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, guys. Well, this was a short, sweet episode. We haven't had a short episode in a hot, hot minute.
No.
They've all been hour more.
And now we're going to go watch a scary movie and scare ourselves to death.
Yep.
We're going to go see The Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah.
On my couch or bed, I don't know yet.
I say bed. I kind of want to, like, lay down. Yeah. We can't lay down on the couch.
No, I know, same.
I say we bed.
I know, and also because after, we're not going to want to get up and go anywhere because we're going to be so scared.
No. Also, I was wondering if, like, depending on when this finishes and we want to watch more, we could always start Insidious 1.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Because we've kind of already seen that one, so we don't need to, like...
Like, if we fall asleep or...
Yeah, if we fall asleep or for, like...
If we fall asleep during, like, a really scary movie, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
That means I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I am kind of tired, but I know, like, I normally don't fall asleep until, like, midnight.
I know. It was just, like, a long day.
And we haven't had a sleepover, so we're gonna talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for some reason, I feel like I could pass out right now, but it's only 8. I'm like... My God, I'm so tired. But usually, I'm like,
my body is tired, and I'm not, like, uncomfortable, but, like, I just want to lay down.
It's just been a long day, and so we just.
And I worked.
Yeah, that's true.
I worked at 7:30 this morning.
That's true.
I had a team meeting. I only worked till 10, but, like, I worked, so, like, you were probably still asleep.
Yeah, I was asleep at that time.
Yeah, I was up at 6 o'clock.
I got up at, like, 8:30. I think. Lucky.
I could have asked for it off, but I was like,
might as well just work. This week, you
I mean, I didn't know that was going to happen.
No,
until,
no.
Like, I came back.
I just think it's funny.
But I was like, 2 hours is worth it for staying.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah, I'm glad I did.
I know, right?
I'm like, that would suck. My paycheck is literally going to be, like, $50.
I know.
Okay, guys, well, we're going to stop rambling so we can go watch a movie. We'll see you next week.
And that's Cozy Talks.